going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This just in to KYW News Radio.
Philadelphia police shoot and kill an alleged carjacker who led them on a high-speed chase in the Northeast. KYW's Vic Raghupathy is in Lawncrest. Vic, what do we know?
This incident started just after 7 o'clock, according to police. They say that there are two individuals with a car at G and Hunting Park in Feltonville. They say that the alleged carjacker approached these two people with the intention of stealing their car and shoots one of them. Police say the carjacker then flees and is pursued by officers. This is in Feltonville. They start. Police say that the carjacker flees and is chased around Lawncrest, goes to multiple locations around on East Cheltenham and Lawncrest. Police say the pursuit continues here where I am to the 4600 block of Roosevelt Boulevard, still in Lawncrest. Police say that he fired one shot at one point during the chase. And then according to police, the suspect exits the car armed. And that's when seven officers fire, five from Highway Patrol, one from the 15th District, one from the 25th District. They take him to the hospital where he is pronounced dead. We don't know his age, just that it was a male suspect. Police also say that it was a 32-year-old male who was shot in the carjacking in Feltonville, and he is in the hospital in critical condition. So a very chaotic scene here, according to Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
We have a lot to unpack, and you know, we have a pretty big scene, so we'll be working through the night with this.
So, Pete, to summarize, police say that there is a carjacking at G and Hunton Park in Feltonville. The suspect takes police on a high-speed chase throughout the Lawncrest section of the Northeast, fires one shot. When he exits the vehicle armed, seven police officers fire upon him, and then he is pronounced deceased shortly thereafter at the hospital. They say the 32-year-old victim of the carjacking is critical with a gunshot wound.
KYW's Vic Raghupathy reporting for us. Thank you, Vic.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.